Blog Talk Radio.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know we all sinners in this thing called life, but I may have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my fingers can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed. For my burdens, my Lord, look, you left them down. You was there, said, put them on my tab. Me, not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Just to look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I've given you purpose. To worship me, in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt. Son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Welcome, family. This is Man Up the Movement. Yes, the foundation has been set, calling all men to join the discussion, and let's keep it real. Come on. I will do now is the cry, is the shout. Come on, join in, discover, and let's know the truth. Here is Man Up. It simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, taking personal responsibility for my own life. Number two, no longer relying on my own personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Walking in purpose with God. Number five, holding myself dedicated and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that the way I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am a called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Jesus Christ. It is time for me to man up. Family, here we are, episode of this dynamic broadcast. Here we are, men, coming together, and we were sparked last week. I mean, not last week, before last, last week, but we were sparked with the question of a love, K-Love. Pastor Marcus was on board. We're hoping that he joins us tonight. Was on board, and we were talking about how we love each other. Tonight's topic is, where is the love? Let's let that be a little bit right there. Where is the love? Do we really know where the love is? Are we so transparent with one another that we're showing the love of God through our actions to one another? Or are we playing? Are we pretending to love one another? So I've always, and I'm going to always, go to the Word of God because I want to know what the Word says. How can we pay attention to the Word? How can we go to the Word? Remember, I always, who is your source? Who do you call first? Who do you go to first? 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times out of, oh, hold on one second. Wait. You know me. I'm not trying to go there. But it says in the ESV version, it says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for me. Now, the Holy Spirit knows I'm a King James person, but we're going to stay in the ESV tonight for the simple fact of our brothers out there that need to hear it more clearly than ever before. If you've been invited, if you're alumni, if I've asked you to come on board, which I've texted everybody I know, so the line should be blowed up. I want you to get up in the queue so we can definitely have that interaction. But in Proverbs 17:17, it says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Wow. So if you're my friend, you love me at all times, but if you're my brother, you're born for adversity. Meaning you know how to hold me up. You know how to stand with me. You know how to keep me accountable. And you know that some adversity is going to come. Luke 17:3 says in the same SV, pay attention to yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. Simply, we have to, first of all, your own self. And if I'm wrong, I should already be coming to repent to you without you asking me to, if I'm a real brother. Proverbs 18:24, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Well, we know who that is, Jesus Christ. But he gives us the same example to do the same thing. We're going to stop right there. Just want to start with a couple of verses out there. I'm looking for complete interaction throughout this whole broadcast tonight because it was on fire 2 weeks ago. But where is love? Do we really know how to love each other? Do we really know how to be able to listen to one another? And really get up in each other's business and tell somebody about what you know, what you see is going on that other people don't need to know, but we need trust in each other. See, that's the love. Love is not good, all everything happy, everything joyous. Love is when it's really deep that we still have compassion for one another, and we're willing to really, really, really respect one another. See, love is me being able to care for you. Love is me being able to look out for you. Love is me really standing for you. My brothers out there better know, when I say I'm praying with you, pray for me, Pastor D. Hit the brakes. Get your own prayer life. Now I'll pray with you. So now we're joined in continuity of one accord. We can see results when my yes and your yes add up. And when our nose line up also. Ooh, that's hit somebody right there. That we really start to care and respect for one another. My question to you tonight is, where is the love? Prophet Dwayne, my executive producer. I'm waiting on the invitation to go out to Pastor D up in Wisconsin for his editing and for his input. Kim, the scheduler, the executive here on Man Up and throughout the Now Network. Prophet Dwayne, I know I threw you under the bus, but I saw you dial one, OBD. I see Pastor Dwayne was here, number one, but I know you were in the truck. Where's the love, man?
You know,
Can I get some love?
Hey, man, I love you, bro. Love you. Love you. Love everybody that's listening on the line. Every man and woman and young man and young lady, we love you. I think what you're asking is a very prominent question, you know, because as we look at the dynamics of the family and then coming from the family to the church family, then from the church family to just ordinary brothers and sisters that are on the street, we have so much diversity going on throughout the world. And guess what? What we're doing is we're bringing what we're doing in the world into the church. So I used to have a guy that told me one thing. He said, you know what? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Excuse me. And I said, I see me. He said, I understand you see you. So what will make you dislike your brother that you may see out in the street or your sister that you may see on the street? I told him I didn't have any idea. He said, so look in the mirror again. What is it that you don't like about yourself? I said, well, there's a lot of things I think I can improve in, you know, some things I don't like about myself. He said, well, those dislikes that you dislike about yourself are the same dislikes that you don't like about people who you see. I said, wow.
Mm. Oh, he flipped that on you. He flipped that one on you. He went psychology. He did some psychology on you on that one.
Oh, man. He said this. So this was very powerful, Pastor E. He said, when you dislike some of the things in yourself, in your own attributes, your own person, when you're out in the street and you're looking at the people, you're actually looking at yourself. So if you don't like yourself, there's some things that you like about yourself causes you not to like the people who you see, because they are emulating some of the things that of your behaviors that you don't like.
Reminding.
I said, my God, that's deep. And he said, so if you got a brother who kills another brother, it's because he didn't like the stuff that he's seen in that brother. I was like, wow. And he said, that's in the church. He said, we kill each other with languages. We kill each other with our verbs and verbiage when we talk about, you know, brothers and talk about sisters and all of this stuff. He said, man, we're killing our own selves.
Man, come on.
Even
people we have no connection to.
Yes.
I'm going to bring this part up because I can't. And I hope everybody that's connected to me don't hang up. But all this stuff about Kanye West is getting more attention than Jesus gets every day.
Man,
all of a sudden,
man.
now all of a sudden, with everything going on. I had a revelation today. I was in my fixed seat today. I was talking to another pastor, and I'm going to say this out loud. When that boy stand on the podium and laugh and say, I knew I'd get y'all to fall for it, what everybody going to do then?
I'm not part
of that number because I don't judge. I don't question. I don't even worry about what somebody else doing. But what I will do is see, we need to be, if someone has a platform like that, that can open up a door, we need to, as gatekeepers, we need to be one right there at the door, entering the people into the right areas, taking advantage of situations like this and making sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Not worried about what somebody else does. If somebody asked me today, a prophet, well, what about Kanye? What I say, man, I pray for Kanye every day that if it was anything, wasn't like God, that he turned around, that it is God. My prayer every day is that whoever it is, it could be Trump, it could be Kanye, it could be Jay-Z, it could be anybody. I pray that whatever somebody's doing, if it's not God's glory, his edification, and his will, let it be turned around right now for his will.
Yes.
But I ain't hating on nobody. I just know it took me a long time to really get right.
Amen.
Testimony of how long it wasn't an overnight thing, and it wasn't because I had money, because when I had money, I was still funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that settle down. My God. But then I realized that I had to be broken. Completely, it made me to renounce everything that was in my life. I couldn't just let it ride or keep making money from it. I couldn't keep having a dope game in a church. Oh, did I say that too loud? I couldn't keep hustling and be up it. I had to make a decision who I would serve this day. See, brothers, really, that's what we need to love each other, that we are willing to speak on clearly. And so, outspoken. I love you. I'm not going to let you go left. And the number one thing is I'm not going to let you fall for anything.
Yeah.
Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
My brother.
Yeah,
I love you, man. Where are you in rest mode, in travel? You're at home?
No, sir. I'm at home today. My family and everybody, except for me and my son, my family is on a cruise, and so that and because I took to have a route closer here while everybody's gone, so now it allowed me just to come home today. Tomorrow I'll be out, but
amen.
Yeah, but man, I tell you, I'm with you when it comes to Kanye West. I'm not hating on the brother. By no means. I just want to see him produce the more in God. I really want to see, you know, I was listening to Joel Osteen and him talking about Joel Osteen Church. And
Jesus.
I listened to a little bit of it, and I said, okay, now, somebody said something. I said, well, look, I'm not hating on the brother. I said, but just like some before him, they turned right back around and went back out into the world. And so if he's really going to be for real, let's judge him by the fruits. Don't judge the person. I don't want to judge the fruit. You know, I believe that we have some fruit inspectors that we need to inspect the fruit to make sure that this is not a bamboozle on the people of God. And then, like you said, turn around and see what I told you. I could get these cats to follow me.
Listen, I told you I could get them to flip it. All I had to use the same name they use. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Stop right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said stop. Because we about to go to a whole show. We need to go on Real Talk on this one. I want to talk to you offline about Real Talk with Pastor E and bring Real Talk conversation up. But this is Man Up. Where is the love? Where is the love is that? We have to love our enemy even though they've done us wrong, even though they may not have a good track record. And we got to have all the faith in brothers that they can't turn it around.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to jump on no money bandwagon and pay $80 for a brunch and $100 to get in just to say, Jesus is King. I know Jesus is King. No, Jesus is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He's not King. He's the King of Kings.
Amen.
He's the Lord of Lords. No one above him. Not in the same category with nobody. Oh, that just dropped from the Holy Spirit. Jesus is King. That's singular. No, he is the King of Kings. Pastor Dwayne, I'm going to throw you under the bus. Maybe hope you die one. Pastor Dwayne, welcome to the board.
What a love at. What a love at. I was
when
going,
there is
I was
love at, man, bro.
Man, it's what is the love?
You my brother, man. You my brother, man. Just like Prophet Dwayne is like I never met physically. But I tell you, I ride with you. I'm in the gap for you. And one day you're going to call me and I'm going to be there.
That's what I'm saying, man. The love, I want to express my love just saying it. I want to express my love. And I wish I was down there in California with you, bro, because I'll be showing you all the love. You know, action is better than words, you know? And that's what Christ did for us. He showed us action. He died on the cross. He died on the cross for us. You know, and it's not that he died saying you got to pay me back or you got to do this, you got to do it. He died there with agape love, you know, and we have love for one another. We just got to, you know, and we bring the format, like you said, about the church, you know. We got to, he said you are walking epistles. He said you were walking epistles. We are walking epistles. The love's supposed to walk. Love is unconditional. You know, love don't supposed to have no price on it. But, you know, we put price on everything. You know, that's why we can't show genuine love. But you put a price on it. You know, how you going to tell me you love me because you want to shout me?
On your vital signs.
You know,
yes.
How you tell me you love me but you want to, it's a condition, you know? And love's supposed to be unconditional. And if we base this off scripture,
can I ask, and we're going to preach this thing out today. I have to ask the question to us that as we're talking right now is, but why are we so jealous of each other?
Why is it so hard
for us to celebrate each other, no matter where you are and how big you are? Why is it so hard for us to celebrate and applaud one another truthfully without jealousy? That's the biggest problem in the body of Christ between brothers. We can't get along because you may sing better than me. Or you, man, if you can't, come on, sing. I'll set the mic up for you. Why is it so hard for us to get along?
You said a key question. You said
real talk,
key question.
Man. Come on, let's keep it real. Let's go. Can I turn up grimy knob? Can we go deep?
Yes, you can.
Why can't we love and really like each other?
Because that's, you know, you just said something. You said something to got me, you know, kicking my feet up. Because, you know, you said enemies. Who is the enemy? The enemy ain't nobody but the devil.
The enemy, I'm not your enemy. You know, I'm not your enemy. And a brother, sister.
Your phone is going in and out, Pastor.
Okay, let me make sure I get this right. Let me get this right, please. So I don't have to
hear, want to hear everything God has to say.
Now, could you hear me better?
Yes.
So, you know, we say we got our enemies. Who is the enemy? The enemy is the accuser of all the brothers. The enemy is the devil. And anytime the devil has forsaken something, we can never show true love. We're not fighting against you. I'm not fighting against because you can sing better than me. No, that's the enemy. That's the enemy. That's the enemy. Because in Christ, we all have the same gifts. In Christ, we have the same mind. In Christ, we have the same love. In Christ, we have the same understanding. But anytime we say our enemy, our brothers, our sisters, that's the devil, man. You know, and we got to recognize that.
But who is the devil? Okay, so now you have another question. Who is the devil?
The devil is the opposite of God.
I understand that part. But you know, man, you know I'm going to be silly about this one. Because we always want to blame something that's already been defeated instead of looking at the devil that's in us.
That's that spirit.
We the ones,
man,
that make the bad decisions. We the ones that follow adversary. We have a choice to make as men. Say we're going to stop listening to the wrong voice.
Yeah.
And the voice, and, well, I can confess it. And I'm gonna let you go after, you know, and say continue after this. But I can confess it. It was always me. I used to say, "Well, the devil made me do it." No, it didn't. That was me. I used him to do what I wanted to do because I knew there was an opposition to every good that was ever presented to me. And we got to be real about that we're fighting against ourselves.
And that's true, bro. Because, you know, can't nobody tell me to go cheat on my wife. Can't nobody tell me to go cheat. Can't nobody tell me to cheat on my taxes. Can't nobody tell me to put a gun in my hand and go do this. Self tells me that. We
come on,
self, man. We rusting against ourselves. And then we sit there and lie. You know, it's a sad thing if you got to lie to yourself. You got to convince yourself to be ignorant. You got to convince yourself to be ignorant. And that's a shame. You got to convince yourself to be ignorant. And when you're self-telling, you're greater than that. You're better than that. You can overcome it. You can do this. You can do that. But, yeah, we sit there and convince ourselves and make ourselves. Because that's the nature that's in the person. You don't have to tell a baby to lie. That's in his nature. We got to be pulled away from our nature to do right. That's how we do right. You know, I can't do right. If I try to
right.
do right, I'll mess up everything. But what I have to do, I have to get it
reception. Your reception, it went back the other way.
I'm in the hospital right now, man.
Okay, you see, so we want to hear you clearly because it started bubbling a little bit. And
yeah.
And I know you're at work, but bless you for even being on here. But that's where we... That's what we have to connect on everybody here. We want others now. When we talk about love, where's the love, my sisters? We're really talking to you too, because the love has to go all the way around. I was talking to somebody the other day, and it was like, why is it always if a man minister and a woman minister link up in ministry, it's always a relationship? Or if watch this. If a single Christian woman needed a light changed, and a single Christian man said, "Hey, I know how to do that," and did the job, why does that mean they together? I mean, why are we all set up that every time we do something as believers, it's taken out of context?
Mhm, and that's the shame, man. That's the shame. We should not supposed to be like that. But you know,
Prophet Dwayne,
somehow we
you
just
still there.
I'm here.
So are you in that flow?
Yes, I'm in the flow with you all.
Right.
Listening, you know, when you not really edged me out, but I just went on and put my phone on mute so that I can hear everything that he was saying and some of the things I was catching because his phone was going.
Oh, wait, that
out.
Was a technical difficulty. I didn't put you on mute.
Oh, you didn't?
Not on purpose.
Wow. Okay, because I just went and put my phone on mute.
Not
I
on purpose, man. No,
muted.
You.
Okay,
you the two person I text first and said I need all this call. Where's the love?
Amen. Right. So, but as I was trying to listen to Pastor Dwayne because his phone was going in and out, and I'm trying to really understand everything, and I couldn't really hear everything that he was saying because of the technical difficulty that he was having. But I tell you, this is really what we're trying to educate the people even the more about is love. You know, when Jesus had walked on the scene, he shared nothing but love. Love, understanding, peace. He embodied everything and he was showing the disciples, look, this is how I came here to love. I was sent here because of love of that of the Father had for all of humanity. So I was sent here for that, but I was sent here primarily to send you all back, to point you back to the Father.
Yes.
As to love.
Yes.
You know, and one of the things I believe that we need to do even the more when you're talking about where's the love at, is that we have to be reminded so very carefully about how much God loves us.
How much?
How much he loves us.
The ways he loved us.
And the way he loved us. You know, it was never a time period love. It was never a love that wasn't unconditional. It was unconditional love. It was a love that he never put any accusations on his love towards us. It was just pure love. I want y'all to get this. I want y'all to love one another. You know, then he put it in the words. You know, he said, love one another as you would what? Love yourself.
Yourself.
You know, so I think now, Pastor, that answers a lot of questions for us. The reason why we don't have the love that we should is because we don't love ourselves, man.
Man, you don't do that. You know, we hate it when we look back at ourselves and say, maybe I'm the problem.
Man, bro, I know I got some issues. I know I got some issues, bro. I know I do. I ain't perfect. Never will.
You, me and you
I'm
both.
Perfect. You know when you come on the other side
both.
Of the track, bro. I'm telling you, we look at things totally different from other folks. Not saying that everybody ain't been on the same tracks that we've been on, but the tracks we've been on. You know, you a
you
PK,
don't go on.
You a PK kid. You know, you a PK kid, and you knew better. To not do such and such, but you still did it.
My mama bro. Used to say all the time, boy, I told you. She was right every time, but I still did it.
But you still did it. But now,
I still did
what?
It.
We love people so much now that we don't want them to go down the same tracks that we
the
were
The same
on.
Pathway. I can help somebody not do the same stuff. That's why I want to love my brother. To text me and say, you know what, man, I see in you that you have some experience. That's why anything I ever say, and you know this about me, my friend, that's for both of you, Pastor Dwayne and Prophet Dwayne. One is spelled DW and one is spelled DU. Both of you know that I'm not going to say it if I can't back up. I'm not going to put myself out there that you could ever come back and say, did you hear what he said? I always make sure to the word of God, and if I said it on my own merit, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
Exceedingly abundantly, I don't even think or ask. But how do we, all of us, and I mean all brothers, all colors, all creeds, religions, because I'm tired of religions, but all believing the same thing, the one core, the continuity, the unity. What really get that we all preach the same message? Why we always have a different song or a different message? My love sounds different than yours. Your love sounds different than mine. When you said it just ago that his love was for everybody.
Yes.
Well.
You know, Pastor, every sport, you know, that I've ever played in, they had a code, you know, and it's a code that we live by, if somebody went down and got blocked the wrong way or whatever the case may be, you know, we're coming off the bench to help our teammate, you know, because we want to show the other team. Hey, man, we're standing for righteousness over here, man, and you, what you did was unrighteous, so it may cause us to come up off this bench and do some unseemly acts. You know, we knew how to stand for one another. But it's amazing to me. It's just, this is just so amazing. Now, we're talking about football, basketball, baseball, any sport, you name it. If a person got into a fight or altercation with another person from another team, they're clearing the bench. Why? Because they love that, they love their brother. It was a code that they stood by, that they're going to protect their brother at all costs. If that be said in the world, and this is what the world people do, what does it say for us? Where's the love at? If you got a brother or a sister that you know for a fact has been done unseemly wrong or whatever the case, are you going to clear the bench and go and protect that sister or that brother? Well, you should, because the enemy is trying to destroy your brother or your sister.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Okay.
So, the love, man, bruh, man, being in a gang, man, it was so much, even though it wasn't right, but the love that you received when you were in the gang. Now, I ain't glorifying gangs. Please believe me, I'm not. But the love that you felt compelled you so much to be on that side of the team, to do anything that they wanted to ask you to do, because you know you felt some love. But here we are in the Christian society, believers, and we can't even share, we can't even show love for one another. Man, we need so much help in the body of Christ when it comes down to love. And it shouldn't even be that way. We should be so much love that impacts wherever we go. People should know us from miles around. Countries should know, man, those believers over there, man, they really stand by what they say. They ain't just preaching it, they living it. And I believe that when we begin to live this, we'll start seeing the attraction that we'll be bringing other folk from the world into, or engrafting them into what we're doing. You won't have to hear about, man, why that brother don't like that brother, or why that sister don't like that. I got a prime example, Pastor Dwayne.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I got a friend who's getting ordained. His pastor wants to ordain him, Pastor E. His pastor wants to ordain him, all right?
Really?
Now, watch this. Some of the pastors that are already on the staff are talking about, why do you want to ordain him? What's the purpose? Now, this guy didn't ask to be ordained. The pastor said, I'm going to ordain you. Why? Because he's seen some stuff in him. He's the administrator. He handles all the pastor's business. He handles all the office stuff. He handles everything for the church. So the pastor said, I'm going to put you on the ministry team when it comes to prayer. Man, the associate pastors, two of them.
What?
Man, they trying to go against the pastor. Ah, they telling the pastor that ain't a good idea. Why are you? And they hating on the brother, blocking him for praying, everything. And I'm saying to myself, where's the love at?
Where is the love? That's why, you know what? That's why I stopped helping churches. Since you brought that up, oh my God, this is the Holy Ghost ran broadcast tonight. But that's why I stopped helping churches. Because y'all know me. Y'all have seen me in a lot of churches going sowing my time and giving my gifts freely. My money, my gifts, my tithe, my offerings, my everything. And it always is about that. Why is he doing that? He doing too much. That's my name. I'm going to make a shirt. I do too much. But That's gonna be a, I do too much because I do the work of the ministry. What's wrong with doing the work of the ministry?
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
I mean, what is the problem with doing what we're supposed to do? Go ye therefore and make disciples in how many lands? All the lands. But let me take care of my own street first. He said, instruct them in the things that you've already been instructed in. Not the stuff you want them to do. Not the stuff you need them to do. Instructing them in the things that he instructed you to do. Love your neighbor. Anybody out there, Minister Terry, get Mark 12, verses 29 through 31. Minister Terry, I got to put her to work. She stepped up in the game here on the network. Dial one if you heard me, Mr. Terry. I need Mark chapter 12, verse 29 through 31. Now, the reason why I bring that up is this. We think about what the commandments are, and just because we're in a new covenant, the commandments aren't obsolete. You must still follow God's what? Instruction. But in this scene here in verse 12 of Mark, that they were trying to trick Jesus, and they were trying to find a way to catch him in blasphemy, catch him in not knowing what he was talking about, catch him in being ignorant, catching him in all these things. Do you remember the story? If you do, say amen. Where Minister Terry? Let me see. Is she there? Yep, she dialed one, so I know she got it. Minister Terry. Mark chapter 12.
Good evening,
29.
Family.
Hey.
Mark 12, praise the Lord. Jesus answered them, the first of all the commandments.
Okay, wait. He said what?
The first of all commandments.
Structure here that we don't understand what God is saying, the first commandment that each and every one of us should pay attention to. Go ahead.
The first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love
Stop.
The Lord.
No. Stop
Hallelujah.
Right there. Stop right there.
Yes.
The Lord your God is one.
One.
He was talking to the whole group. He didn't say you. He didn't say one-on-one. He said, the Lord your God, O house of Israel, is one. Number one thing we got to know about love is that it comes from God and he's one. Call him Jesus, call him Holy Ghost, call him God. It's all one. Go ahead.
Then he's speaking to us. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And this is the first commandment.
Okay, stop right there.
Amen.
Stop right there. Hold on right there. The first commandment is that anything you do in love, it should be loving God. First, he said, love with his what?
All, with all your heart, with
heart.
All your
okay,
soul.
So love with all your heart. All your soul.
With all your soul, all your mind, and all your
strength.
Mind. Everything.
See, all the categories of your physical being, you must love God completely.
Amen.
Where's the love? If you want to know where the love is, you better know that you got to love God first. Go ahead,
Amen.
Mr. Terry.
Amen. So, and this is the first commandment. Verse 31. And the second, like this. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. And there is no other commandment greater than these. My God.
Okay. Mama,
God.
Come back up in here because watch this. If we can fix just those two, we don't
Everything.
Have to worry about the other eight. Because I'll know how to really love you and I'll know how to really treat you and I'll know how to really show the love. Where is the love? My God.
Amen. My God.
Prophet Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
Papa stopped. She was there right with me.
No, I'm listening to you, brother. I put my phone on mute so that I can hear everything and what Minister Terry was saying about the number one and number two. You know, if you can get those two right, first, love God. And then secondly, once you got the loving God first, then guess what? It should be easy for me to love you. Regardless of what you do, how you do, what you do, when you do what you do, I should still be able to love you through it.
Yes.
I should still be able to love you through it. And one of the problems that I find in the body of Christ is that when people get elevated, they get beyond themselves, man. Pride steps in. You know, they forget where they came from. All this stuff, all this. Now you really start seeing people for who they really are. But even in that, do you stop loving? No. You don't. And you know, Pastor E, I'm gonna say this. I experienced something on Saturday that was so phenomenal. I went to a church in Clarksville, Tennessee. I went to go see one of my friends get installed as a bishop. Now watch this. I never met the man personally. Never met him, but through phones, only through conference lines and everything. I've met him. And so I said, man, you're going to be this close. I really want to meet you. I really want to see you face to face. I want to put a name, a face with the voice. Now, love, I went and rented me a car. I went and drove 5 hours to
what?
Go see my friend. To go see my friend.
What?
Yes. Now watch this. To go see my friend. And in the midst of me meeting my friend, I met the guy who was ordaining him, who fell in love with me. And said, hold on, Prophet. You're not going to go to a hotel. You're going to come stay with me and my wife and one of the other bishops that stay up in my upper chambers. And he said, man, you're going to stay with us. We're going to take you out to eat. We're going to fellowship. And the friend that I brought with me, he said, I'm going to take care of him, too. We're going to eat. We're going to fellowship. We went back to his house, man. He said, okay, you're going to stay in that room. You're going to stay over that room. You're going to stay in that room. So he had three people in his house.
Love.
He called me the next day. He said, man, I really enjoyed you. I said, praise God. He said, you're the first that I've ever seen get beyond the prophet calling or the mantle, and you was just you. He said, I actually got to see just who you really were. And he said, man, I fell in love with you. He said, you're down to earth. You're very humbled. And he said, you don't look at the title as just something to throw around and people need to honor. He said, man, boy, I think you got love. You got some love just running out of you. Man, look, I'm going to tell you something, man. I was never like this. I wasn't always like this, Pastor E. I got to give you a testament. I was never really like this. The only way I am who I am now is because of the Father. And when you fall in love with Jesus, He changes everything about who you used to be to now project you into who He needs you to be. Oh, I just said something right there. Amen.
No, you said it.
You know, you totally forget about you. And now all you want to do is please God. And how do you please God? You love your fellow brothers and your fellow sisters without a shadow of a doubt, because Jesus loved you through your mess. Now it's time for you to now reciprocate what He told you and showed you. So now you got to reciprocate the love
Let me be quiet, man. Don't get started. Go ahead. Come on now. This is man up. We got to man up by being able to minister one another. Don't, you know, because I see you went off. I didn't mute out on yours. I'm going to stay up in there with you because that word got to flow. We got a tag team. We got to let it know that we all are equal in our own way. I want to hear your word.
Man.
And I don't listen. If y'all, okay, I'm going to testify. Let me testify for a moment. I don't listen to T.D. Jakes and Creflo Dollar. I listen to the Word of God. I don't have some online mentor that teaches me. I have a live mentor, his name is Al Hollingsworth, that has given me principles to live by. But when it comes to us speaking truth, we have to want to desire the same things.
Yes.
Somebody just ran around the room right then. They said, that's what I was talking about. Because we got to have the same desire.
Yes. We got to reciprocate
the same passion.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Yes. You know, Pastor E.
Y'all better stop playing with
me. Man, I got so much. I got so many incidents where I show love. Like prime example, I got a friend. Him and a sister had fell out, and he says, "Man, you are the bridge between us." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You allowed us to mend our relationship back together. How did you do it?" I said, I just did what I was supposed to do as a brother and sister. It shouldn't be no broken relationship between us.
Let me check this out, Prophet. But tell the people what was the first thing you did in that. Before you counseled them, before you had an answer or a solution, what was the first thing you did?
The first thing I did was I heard both of them out. I heard her out.
Oh,
I heard him out.
Yes.
I heard him out and I heard her out. I found out where the problem was at. But then I said, is there any way that we can go beyond the problem? Can we move beyond it? Do you feel as though I'm sorry, can move you beyond the problem? At first, she said, no, I want no more communications with him. I want to cut it off. And he says, well, I still want the relationship because, man, we were going places in the spirit realm. I had to literally begin to just minister to my sister in such a loving way. I had to walk on some eggshells, but yet and still, I had to get my point across the best way I possibly could know how to get it across. And that was what.
And let the truth be told.
Exactly. I said, sis, we can't just cut relationships off because of our feelings and because of what that person may have done to us. Did God tell you to release that person, or did you say release them?
Hey!
I said, you said, oh, my God, come on, bro. We're talking about where the love is at. Where's the love? You know, and so all of a sudden, I got them online with one another. I said, I feel the spirit of the Lord on here so heavy. I said, sister, let me just say this to you. This is your brother. And that's your brother. Brother, receive your sister. Sister, receive your brother. Let's walk in love together because we got ministry work to do. Bruh, the relationship was mended. They both
immediately
told me they appreciate. Immediately. They both told me how much they love me and how much they thank me for bringing the relationship back. I said, well, praise God. They said, man, you are the connector. You're the connector. I said, I just thank God for who he made me be, because I wasn't always like this. But because I accepted him, and now watch this, Pastor E, when I accepted him, I accepted everything about him. I accepted everything about him. I accepted him, how he showed love to people and how people did him any old kind of way, but he still loved them. I accepted the fact that when he died on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." There are a lot of people who transgress against us, who sin against us, but guess what? It ain't them. It's a spirit that's operating in them, but guess what? We got to love them. Because it ain't them. So you can't charge them for what they do to you. You got to charge the enemy. And if you charge the enemy correctly, you won't look at the person who was doing it to you. You will always look at the enemy. Because the enemy, the Bible says, is an accuser of the brethren. He wants to keep division amongst us. He wants to keep us fighting with one another. So if he continue to keep us fighting with one another and not showing love towards one another, then guess what? He has crept in the back room. He's causing all kind of chaos and confusion. And guess what? The church will never be the way it's supposed to be. Why? Because we ain't showing the love of Jesus Christ.
And we don't know where the love is.
Where is the love?
Someone just sent a message in there and said, well, you know, we find the love through Jesus and in us. But if we find it through Jesus, we know that it's supposed to be transferred. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. We understand that the love, if you know the true love of Jesus, it's not just knowing the love, it's transferring the love.
Yes.
It's important for somebody out there to know that everything you hear, myself, Prophet Dwayne, Pastor Dwayne, and anybody else, and Minister Terry, and anybody else about to come on here and speak, is that it's about how do we transfer the love? Why we hold it? Why we bottling up the love? Why are we trying to build a love storehouse just for ourselves instead of knowing that love was given? Because he says, "For God so what?
Love the world.
World that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever," that word whosoever is important, is that whosoever believes. If
yeah.
you're a true believer, don't you know you won't perish, but you'll have everlasting life, not on earth, but in heaven.
Yes.
But it's not just for us to keep for that. It's about us being willing to share the same love with somebody else, especially us men, man. I'm going to say this. Look, I'm going to say this, and I want you to take this part, but why is it so hard for us? And I know we built a love relationship, Pastor Dwayne, love relationship, but why is it so hard for all of us to have a love relationship?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I got that gift. I have that gift to ask a good question. Because when you ask a good question, you get a good answer. And when you get a good answer, you can make a good decision. Why? Help me, man. Help me, bro.
Man, that's a good question, man. You know, and like the person just said to you about transfer, you know, a lot of us accept Jesus Christ. We accept him as our Lord and Savior. But then there's a lot of us who does not accept the ways. That's something
somebody didn't run. I started running on that one.
Yeah. He said something to Peter. You know, Peter denied him three times, so he came back three times and said, "Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep." He actually said three times to Peter, "If you love me, if you love me, if you love me, you know, you would do this, you would do that, you would do this." You know, and here it is, we have embodied the Holy Spirit inside of us, but yet and still, there's still some of us permeating in us to the point where we do not fully accept everything about Christ. Oh, my goodness. Good God Almighty.
Hey, so we're going deep because where the love is. Because
yeah.
if you really don't believe in Jesus Christ, you will never know what the real love is.
Exactly.
I know you go to church on Sundays. Now, let's go to the brothers. I know you go to the church when your wife make you. I know you go to church for the Easter, the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, the big pastor's anniversary. You get mad at that because you got to give away some money. But I'm talking about having a relationship with Christ that doesn't go in a building, doesn't go in a service or a program.
Yes.
Loving God means every day, all day, consistently in my life. I you wouldn't like me, Prophet. I mean,
I wouldn't like you.
If you was back, in the D, you know, that D from the Shy, you know,
yes,
I was doing the E from the LA. Oh, we get along good. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But if you was the Prophet and I was still E, oh no, we would not get. You would not like me. You would.
Amen.
You be trying to commit me.
Amen. And vice versa.
See what I'm saying? Because they say birds of a feather
flock together. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, and one of the things that I'm learning since I've been saved is fully accepting everything that God thinks about me. Everything. If he shows me something that I need to correct, guess what? I'm trying my best to correct it.
And you said fully accepting.
Fully accepting. Anything he said, if he said, Dwayne, your attitude is not right, you need to get it into order. You need to check it. Guess what? I'm checking my attitude.
Right now.
Immediately. And I think some of us, man, have gotten so, what is that one scripture where it says we have gotten so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. You know, we holy rollers, but yet still don't like people. That's one of the things that really I don't understand, Pastor E, about people. Now I'm gonna tell you how much I love God. This is how much I love God and how much I love God's people. Now I drove 5 hours to go see my friend. I left at 3 o'clock Sunday morning just so that I can get back to my own service and get back into position. Not because of my own church, but because of the responsibility that I have and the love I have for God's people. I drove all the way back, didn't go to sleep, came home, took a shower, jumped right in my church clothes, bruh, and I went to service.
Oh, you doing some Pastor E stuff.
Bruh, I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility not just to the man and woman of God, but I got a responsibility to God.
To God. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Man, that's a revelation right there. When you have a responsibility to God.
To God.
That's it. Glory to God.
Hey,
man, because of your responsibility to God, now you have a responsibility to God's people.
Oh, Jesus.
Help me,
and
Holy
Ghost. That means
Ghost.
My brother.
Yes. That means your brother. You have a responsibility to your brother to hold your. Oh, my God. Can I go here, Pastor E? Pastor
Please
E,
go there.
I have an obligation to you to love you unconditionally as God has told me to love you.
Even through adversity.
Now watch this, Pastor E. I better go a little deeper here.
Deeper.
I better go a little deeper here. Can I go a little deeper? Amen.
Go deeper. Because I got my hand on the scripture, on the chapter, and I'm ready to go deeper. Please go deeper.
he said this to me one day. I was having a problem. I'm talking about with love. I was having a problem with love. And he says,
God.
Dwayne, don't look at the people as you see them. Look at them as I see them. Oh, the God Almighty. That it just went over somebody's head. It broke me to now love people the way God loves them.
Ooh,
not to view people the way I see them. See, I can't see you, Pastor E, the way Dwayne wants to see you. I got to see you the way God sees you. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going on mute.
Don't go on mute yet. Don't go on mute yet, because I'm gonna show you something. Because it's really about respect. Loving God is about respect. And I may preach this redundantly in every message I ever speak, but it's very important because the disciples spent so much time with Jesus that they never he was so informative, they never had to ask him a question. Until, if you remember, when they went through the mountain experience with him and noticed his prayer life and know his the results of his prayer, they said to him, they said, "Teach me how to pray." And prayer instructions started with, first of all, what was the first line? Our Father, unified for everyone. No, it is our Father. Then you got to set your directional or your map in the right place to know that our Father who art in heaven. So get your direction in order. Then it says, hallowed be your name. If you study the word hallowed, it is a word of respect. It is a word of honor. It's a word of, oh, I'm about to drop down on the floor. I might even can't finish. If I really got into the respect realm of God, I could not continue this broadcast. My physical attributes would be done in the true hallowedness of God. He says, hallowed be your name.
My kingdom.
Now you got to really know what you're praying about. Because he says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
See, we got to know that everything God has done is finished. But we could call it down by our prayers of knowing that it's not about our concerns, it's not about our will, it's not about our situation, but it's about the will of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your will be done. I mean, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. See, all you need is for right now. But it must be about the will of God. And I could go into this whole sermon, but now we have to understand if it's about God's will, this is the scripture that dropped in my spirit when you were talking about honoring God in people. Watch
this. Yes.
Romans chapter 13. And I know it's a lot of my covenant partners hate when I bring this one up. Romans chapter 13. It says, let every soul, it ain't say about no flesh or spirit. It says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, verse 2, therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Let's talk about authority. You can think about authority. What's the most authoritative position in the United States?
I would say pastor.
Nope. Not in the United States.
Okay.
I didn't say in the church. What is the most authoritative position in the United States? We ain't in Africa. We at home. So let's talk about home. He might have a name of Trump, but the President of
Trump.
The United States is the most powerful and the most authoritative position in what? The United States. Where do you live?
Okay, I got you.
Okay, so it says, let every soul be subject to the governing authority. Governing means you got a time and a season in that place. So let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority that is except from God. Stop right there. So you say, at first I asked the question, what is the most powerful authority in the United States? The presidency. Not the name or the person, but the presidency. But then it says, for there is no authority except from God. What is authority? governor, mayor, congressman, police officer, authority. Let's look at our situation. Authority. So if we see that all authority that exists are appointed by God, why do we get so mad at authority? Now we go to the bishop. Now we go to the prophet. Now we go to the apostle. Now we go to the preacher and the teacher, the authority. Why do we always have a problem with authority? Because we don't see it as appointed by God. But here's the keynote. Therefore, whoever resists the authority, oh my God, therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Stop blaming other folks. I don't know whose phone that is, but we sound like we got bubbles. We got bubbles going all over the place. But whoever resists the ordinance of God resists your own salvation. And you brought your own judgment on yourself. By, first of all, I'm never going to talk about no authority. I pray for President. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Because I was about to lie. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for the authority of the presidency every day. That's going to catch up to somebody in about 5, 4, 3. I pray for every authority in the land. Not any, but for the authority. Now, it goes back to understanding why can we respect them for the authority? You're not my prophet. Did that catch up with somebody? You're not my pastor, but I respect you as the pastor. You're not my salvation, but I respect you as a saving power, because if I trust you, you're going to lead me right. I'm sorry.
Your phone going in now.
We come there because we every authority, that means all people were appointed by God. When I look, and you can write my partners right now that you guys know I ride and die. I'm talking to some folks out there that think I don't. I ride and die. Says this prophet, how do you just got me? Because me and you, I was like you, made the same bad decisions, had selfish motives. It's about me. Until I separated myself from me, decided to go after Christ. Bible says if you go after him, you must deny yourself, take up your cross daily. Luke 9:23. Read it. Read the whole chapter, please.
Hello. Hello.
You heard you?
I see your phone going in and out.
He said, "Mine is going in and out."
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on the main board. We buying that in the name of Jesus. No distraction. But take it from there, because your line is good.
Amen. You know, like you said about the presidency, you know, we have conversations about, you know, President Trump. And I just got to be honest. Do I pray for him? Yes, I'll say a prayer too. You know, Lord, please help him. Help him with his words, how he words things, Father. Help him with how his actions are towards people in general.
not just white people, black people, Mexican people. I'm talking about the genre of people. Please govern his mouth from the things that he says.
I need to go pick up my truck.
Amen. Somebody's talking. You might want to have your phone on mute. I don't. But we have got to come to a greater understanding of one another, and I think that's where, when you talk about where the love is at, it's a greater understanding of. See, I wasn't raised where you were raised at. I didn't have a father, so. A person who may have a father and a mother would be different towards me. Even with my kids, you know, growing up, my kids had mom and dad here. So when they get into school, you got a lot of single families raising kids. And so these kids begin to hate on my kids. Why? Because they didn't have a dad in the home. And I used to tell my daughters, I said, are y'all serious? They don't like you because you, daddy, they don't like us because they never had a dad before. They never had a dad come up to the school, bring them lunch, never had a dad to hug and kiss them on the forehead and say that I love you, have a wonderful day. They never had a dad, you know, that's like you. And I'm the same way I am with my children, that I am out here in the streets. I love everybody. Don't have problems with everybody. I try my best to walk in love with everybody. And even in the midst when somebody has a problem or altercation with me, I am the first one to go to that individual. I've done some wrong towards you. I see something's going on between the relationship between us. I ask for your forgiveness. I always take the high road. I always take the high road, Pastor E. And a lot of people
say we got to initiate it.
Man, bruh, I don't see how people can go to sleep when they don't have love for their brother and fellow man. I guess because when I was introduced to Christ, I really wanted to know everything about him. See, some people, they on the coattails of other folk. When they got to understand who Christ was, yeah. I wanted to have a personal relationship with him. I wanted to look into the scriptures to see how am I supposed to act. If I act this way, this is the response that I'll get. I'll get this response. See, Jesus, his character spoke for itself. They used to marvel, what manner of man is this?
Is this?
That the very winds and waves obey his voice.
Come on now.
Bruh, don't you know that your actions, the actions and how you distribute, how much you love God, it would have people wondering, what kind of person are you to love me even in the midst of what I just did to you? Now, I ain't going to sit up and say it.
You saw me steal from you, and you still came and gave me something to eat after I had smoked it up and blew it off.
Come on, man.
Yeah, see, that's, man, where's the love? Where's the love?
Now watch this, Pastor E. Now, don't get me. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, people that are listening. I ain't saying it ain't gonna hurt.
Yeah.
That what somebody does to you. I ain't saying that.
My God.
I'm saying how you respond to the hurt that was inflicted on you is not. Glory be to God. When the hurt has been inflicted on you is how now you respond in the actions of Christ. Because either you're going to further push them away by your actions or you're going to draw them closer to God with your actions. Everything does not have to have a reaction. Ooh, my goodness, glory.
That's right, my God.
Man, look at
you. You better say that again. You better write that book. I'm being prophetic in your life right now. You need to write that book.
Pastor, yeah, I'm looking for a ghostwriter. I'm looking for a ghostwriter. Amen. So if there's any ghostwriters,
he said you the ghostwriter.
Glory.
I can't get a ghostwriter. I've been begging for years for a ghostwriter. Every time somebody say yes, they drop the ball and ain't nothing got produced. And can we just be real tonight? I mean, come on, help me, Jesus.
Well, Pastor E, I declare and decree that 2020, we're going to have ghost riders. We're going to have ghost riders.
We're going
on
the other side. Crossover.
Bruh. Yes. Oh, matter of fact, speaking of crossover, I got some people. Ooh, woo. Pastor E, you call me the executive. I'm over here doing executive work,
man,
too,
come
brother.
On. We need some people.
Yeah, I got some people.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus, keep me.
So yes, Pastor E, every action from someone else does not need for you to have a reaction.
See,
you don't have to
that's
get them.
What I'm talking about. Why I always got a trip when you trip?
Amen. I don't have to. But why do I? Why? You know why? Because our sinful nature is still drawing us into our altercations.
Yeah,
I just said a mouthful. I just said something.
Now, you said that was more than a mouthful.
I just said something right there. That's why it's so easy for us to pick up our old ways, because we ain't been totally delivered yet. Ah, my goodness. Pastor E, that's why you got so many people who are Christians who always say, don't have me go back. Don't have me go back the way I used to be. Well, see, you should have died. Your used to be should have died when you accepted him. Well, the reason why you're still acting the same way you're acting is because you totally ain't surrendered you. And this is the reason why we got to ask the questions. Where's the love at? Well, I'm still battling the stuff that I'm battling. I still can't get over the simple fact of how my daddy left me. And so now you're projecting what someone's done to you to now somebody who you don't even know, or they don't even know you. And now here you acting all willy-nilly and can't show no love. Because now
wait,
you're reflecting
what,
back.
Well, what state is Willy Nilly from? Come on, tell me, where is Willy Nilly from, bro?
Man, Willy Nilly is in all 52 states, bro.
Look, you're a truck driver. You meet him in every state you drive in.
Every state.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just text that. They know Willy Willy's address. It says OH and a dime. That's Ohio. Willy Nilly is from Ohio, probably in Lima, Ohio.
Hey,
in Ohio.
Now watch this, Pussy. I just got a text message from one of my brothers. One of my brothers, because I invited some people to the line. One of my brothers said this. He said, Prophet Woods, I just want to tell you I love you. Even when you help me with my marriage, I will always love you. Look at that. Here is a brother,
man,
who was having a problem with his marriage. He left his wife, but because I had some stern words to him and told him some things about himself, guess what? I loved him to tell him that. See, man, when you love your brothers to tell them that the mess that they're in, or the sister, your sister to tell them, girl, you know you need to get this attitude right. That's showing love to them.
Ooh. You know what? We need a testimony service on the Now Network. I need Prophet Dwayne, Pastor Dwayne, Mr. Terry. Y'all link up on that. We got to put that together, a testimony service that you can really be acknowledged for who you are in Christ. I got something else that we have to find a way to do a brothers only call, because there's something God has really dropped in my spirit the last couple of days prophetically that we have to take care of in our lives. We are so far behind are ending? Are you ready for the last day? Have you got everything in order? Are you in control of your destiny? Your destiny is just not, you know, what people see today. Your destiny is how you're remembered. Your destiny is how people think about you. And not only what the last thing somebody says about you. I'm important about that. I write my own eulogy. I write my own obituary. I'm preaching my own sermon on video, and they better play it. And if they not, all insurance is canceled. You hear me? You hear me, Robin? I'm making it plain and simple. In the wheel, this is the way it goes. Bow, 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 bow. And if they don't do it that way, if they change any name, number, or anything, all monies are held up.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving it to the city of Compton. If anybody, and then it's going to be another clause that if anybody has any insurance in your name, it goes to Compton too. Yep. See, you gotta close out strong.
Pastor, can I
say this? Make sure you're in control.
I had a brother call me tonight. His name is Joe. I'm just say Joe. I ain't say no last names. He called me tonight. He said, man, I think it was about a month or two ago, I was telling him about, you know, credit. I loved him that much to tell him, man, look, you need to get some things ordered. You need to get some things in order in your life. One, preferably, start getting your credit together. Start getting life insurance and all of this stuff because you love your family, right? Yeah, I love my family. Okay, get you some life insurance, man. Get some things in order, man. Get your credit in order. He called me today. Called me today around about, I think it was about 6:30 or so. And he said, hey, let me ask you a question. I said, yeah, go ahead. He said, you still doing the credit stuff? I said, yes. He said, I'm ready now. I thought about some things that you said. I'm ready now. When can we sit down and get this stuff on the ball? I said, bro, we can get it done on Saturday. I'm free. We can get it done on Saturday. See,
and you make yourself available.
I made myself. See, that's another thing. We got to make ourselves available. Man, I've been talking about credit. I've been talking about life insurance. Man, when you love people, you're going to tell them the things that they need to know to help them. To help them. Look, there's so much out here. So much out here that we're not doing. We got these quick get-rich schemes, but yet and still, we go to these prosperity churches, not knocking them, because I just want to tell everybody this. Everybody ain't going to be a millionaire. The Bible says the poor shall be with you, what? Always. And that's poor in spirit, poor financially. They're always going to be with us. Everybody's not going to be rich. Can we be wealthy or can we be somewhat satisfied? Yes, we can. But our main objective is to help somebody less unfortunate. It ain't always about you. It ain't always about you getting that car. It ain't always about you getting that house. It's about you supposed to be a follower of Jesus Christ to tell somebody else about God's goodness and bring them a little bit closer to God. How do we do that? Is that when we love them, when we can go sit down with our neighbors who may not have what
we
got and share. And share.
Where is it?
That's right. We got to now share the love. We got to show the love. We got to demonstrate the love. We got to what? Be the love. Oh, my God, help me.
Mm. We got to be the love now. Amen. Prophet? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, amen, amen. So, look, y'all hear us. Look, we've been going, and I know Pastor Dwayne is still on here, but he's at work, so we're not going to disturb him. Anybody else that would like to get in the conversation, we'll kind of wind us down. We went 30 minutes past. But that one person out there that came on the line, you didn't know how you got here. But you understand that word love means something to everybody. But to know the true love, which is the love of God, and to know that love only comes from God, and you want to know more, please dial one. We want to talk to you tonight. We want to get you involved in the conversation and know that what was available for me is available for you. The same love. Now, brothers, we have to do better. Every week, we got the Prophet's Closet on the first and third, and we have Man Up on the second and fourth. We have to do better in all of the men broadcasts here on the network that we're drawing in more men. It can't just be me, Prophet, and Pastor on here. And we all fivefold, so we'll call Prophet Bishop tonight, and we'll call Pastor Apostle, and I'll be the Prophet. We can shift it up because we do fivefold ministry, but we need others involved, and we got to grow this thing. Man Up has only been for us. It's time to take it to everybody, but we need all of you men out there, all of you sisters out there, be like, I know this brother need to hear stuff like this. I know if he heard this, that would make him get a whole nother revelation. We need your help. Help us spread the word. Help us collaborate and help us unify on one accord that God's will is being done in our lives. It's up to us men. I'm going to say it off the top. Not that we are in control and not that we are all that and a bag of chips and not that we're important or anything like that, but that we are considered the head. But are we going to do what's considered head-like? That means you lead not to tell somebody to follow, but you lead that others have the desire to follow. That you don't just bark orders and expect leadership just because of your manhood, but that you earn every stripe that you get, but you do it in love. There's a man out there today that needs to hear this about how to build your marriage, how to build your family. It's first of all, that's your first church, that you preach to that church, that they become successful, that you can go out and make others successful. Then there's that single man out there that's saying, okay, well, I don't have one. Then you're the first church you preach to. And you go to, and that single woman, that you are now cultivating yourself, that you are ready for whatever God has in store in your life, but it has to be done in true love. And I want to preach it every day, every broadcast, every segment. Let's talk about how do we really get this love thing together, because we faking and shaking. We look like we love each other, but you really don't like me. Because if you really love me, you like me, you indulge me. The Bible says that you love even through adversity. See, we don't really love like that. You only love me because of what I can do for you, or I only love you for what you have for me, or the love is only contingent on the things that we get a result out of. We have to love, and we have to love real. Real talk, brothers. If it don't start with us, how can the women, and I'll say this, and I said this from the beginning of Man Up, we did not lose anything. We gave it away. Yes, she's in control now. Yes, she's the boss now. Yes, she's making more money now. That's because we dropped the ball and stopped doing what we were supposed to do. We cannot blame the opposite sex for them taking up their initiative and their position to be providers too. Somebody got to provide. But that does not take away that we are the head. But we got it mixed up that we don't just tell people what to do. We got to show people how to do it by our example of being men. It starts by love. If you thought I didn't love you, yes, I do. If you thought I didn't like you, I love you. If you thought it was something a problem, it's not. I love you. But we have to start loving each other. See, loving each other means that it's reciprocated between both parties. It's not just a one-way street. It's a both-way ticket. Let's do this thing, man. Man up. Come on, Prophet Dwayne, close your remarks. Pastor Dwayne, if you're ready, close your remarks. If you're still here, I think he had to go. But Prophet Dwayne, go ahead.
You know, there was a song back in the day that if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. You know, and so as we're saying this today, where's the love? Me, Pastor E, Pastor Dwayne, and numerous of other people on here who are following our leads, we want to love you. We want to love you past your hurt. We want to love you past your last memory of whatever somebody's done to you. We want to love you, and we're here to love you. All you have to do is just open up and say, hey, this is my problem. This is what I'm battling, and we're going to love you through that. We're not going to judge you like other folk would judge you, but we're going to love you like Christ would love you and give you or bring you to a greater understanding of who you are in Christ so that you can turn around and now show the love of Christ. Amen. So I hope and pray that each and every one of you really enjoyed tonight's message, Where's the Love, from Pastor E, myself, Pastor Dwayne. And we thank you. We thank you because you could have been any place listening, but you decided to stop right here to the Now Network on Blog Talk Radio. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Pastor E, did you want me to pray us out? Or were you going to pray us out? Amen. So I'll pray us out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory.
All the glory
for doing everything that you said you're going to do
for
us, to us.
Go ahead, bro.
To us, through us. And we give you the praise, God. And Lord, we ask right now through this broadcast that is going to be showed on Facebook and Instagram and all of these other networks that somebody will feel the love and want to know you even the more, God. And Father, we thank you that somebody who's listening to us right now will say, I want to change the way I treat my fellow man, my fellow sister, and I want to begin to show them the love of Christ. Father, we thank you right now that you've used us as vessels to speak into the airways, Father, that somebody will catch it and say, I'm going to run with this love because I now understand what it is to love. And Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As every heart say, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Next week, Prophet's Closet.
The Prophet's Closet.
We want you.
Pastor.
What? Who's coming in the closet?
Pastor Jennifer Jones.
Part
She's
two.
She's coming in the closet. Part two.
We heard the testimony last week. Next
yes.
week, we're going to hear the what? The story.
The story. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And
bless
then,
you guys.
And then,
we love
and
you.
And then next month, Pastor Eve, we got Prophetess Carswell.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, man,
right. Amen. Amen. We're going to another level.
Yes, sir. Another
I
level.
Think November is all your female guests, right?
November and I'm going to do December. I'm going to take it all the way out to December. And then the new year, we're gonna run, man. We're running.
Well, you better tell them. All of them coming on the Prophet's Closet are going to be on the crossover.
Yes, they're going to be on the crossover.
All right, man. Love you guys.
Love everybody.
More love. More power. More of you. My life, yeah, more love, more power, more of you in my life. said with faith, more love, yeah.
More power,
more of you. I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. Oh, everybody say more. Somebody say of you in my life.